It's unbelievable. Cannot describe it. Like, going in there at half time down 3 points against Oma, you know, they outfought us in the first half. Like, they definitely outworked us, and look to be their game from the sideline. Like, but we sat down at half time and we just said to ourselves, you know, we can't go out like this. Like, we fought the whole way through, and we knew we hadn't played, so we hadn't. And we just threw it, just threw everything at them. We just said we'd get to everything.
Do you think maybe scoring the goal so early maybe would be a wee bit of a negative for you, because maybe you sat back a wee bit and relaxed a wee bit after
it? We definitely did. I thought whenever we scored the goal, a lot of ones thought, and we thought a goal would have a big bearing in this game, you know. The first team to get the goal could maybe, the pressure wouldn't be on them as much, so I think we actually did. Like, we sat back and let Big McMahon and the two Grugans and Tierney and them boys attack at us, and they were killing us. McMahon was killing us in the first half, so he was. So half time he says we'd just push, go man to man and stop the runner.
And yourself and Patsy, you had a great battle there with McMahon and Grugan. It was one of the highlights of the game.
Okay, if you're going up against them two, like, two definite men who can play county football still, especially McMahon, like, he sort of dictated the whole game, so he did in the first half. But me and Patsy knew it was a massive, massive task, but nothing we couldn't do. Like, we've done it before, so we have, and just, it's all about belief. It's all about belief, believing that the man beside you is going to do it. Like, and Patsy, you know what Patsy's going to give you, so I just try and match what Patsy gives. And I think if you do that, you'll not be too far away.
And when the pressure was on in the second half, some brilliant defending. I mean, your captain, Francis McIlhenny, was just terrific there.
Francis. If anybody knows Francis, he's had very rarely had a bad game since he started playing senior football. He plays every match, no matter if it's a friendly or a league match, he plays every match like it's his last. He just dies, gives everything for you, and that's where we get the inspiration from, watching the likes of him coming out for that ball and tackling the way he does.
And the impact of Mickey Moran, it's obvious there, you know, but what do you say with that man?
But what can you say about Mickey Moran? The man's an absolute legend, so he is. He's a genius. That's about the only word you could describe Mickey Moran, is a complete genius. He knows every team inside out. He just analyses, he leaves no stone unturned. Even to the very subs, he's them analysed down to a T, so he has, and that is a massive help for us going out, knowing what the men's weaknesses are and what their strengths are. And he's just the best manager we've ever had.